You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, welcome to the exclusive breakdown. I am your host, Tyrone Smith, a.k.a. Ron Too Exclusive, a.k.a. Mr. Hustle Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sneaker Bandit, Four Point Island, Lock 'em Up, Ron, Daytona 360 alive and in the flesh, and I'm riding solo today. I was supposed to have two other people here with me, and they are not here. No call, no show. And you know what's funny about one of the people not being here today? He was talking all this mess about the other person not being here today, and he ain't here today. Look, I gave these people the opportunity. I told them. I gave them the episode, and I let them know. 5 o'clock, be here or be square, and they ain't here, which makes me feel some type of way. But you know what? The grind does not stop. I've been doing this long enough, by myself long enough, to know that I can do this by myself and be able to be all good with what I'm doing. So the show must go on. The show shall continue. I feel no type of way. I understand how life runs, how life goes. Sometimes you're not able to do certain things. Sometimes you aren't able to be able to come in and rock out and do things, man. Life happens. But you know what? You could have at least called your boy or something. You know, let me know what's up. But I move forward, man. I want to welcome y'all. Last week was a dope episode. I did a little fantasy draft. Shout out to Mikey J, one of the people who's supposed to be here. He's not here today. Shout out to Illyville Clothing. He's not here. And we did a fantasy draft, and it was a dope fantasy draft. We picked from the ESPN top 100 list. And that list was based upon not the elite players, because I figured if I do elite players, then everybody would have just been going for the elite players, and we would have left the bottom half out. So I decided to do the bottom half of elite players. And it gave us a different, interesting perspective in terms of how we drafted the teams. Today, one of the other guys, he's supposed to be here to draft his team, because it was supposed to be a 3-man draft. He was supposed to be here to draft his team, and he's not here to draft his team. So, feels lonely, but you know what? Like I said, I've been doing this for a minute, so I kind of know how to finagle my way into putting together the proper show. So I just want to start off by saying that one of the people just pulled up. How about that? Oh, you here at 5 o'clock? Okay. I thought I had some words for you for a second, but I'm gonna let him bring you in and all that, so you can say what you got to say.
Well, sorry for the delay.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. So, for some apparent reason, I guess they want to continue doing different type of construction on 75.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, we're good. Construction over. Oh, get over. Construction still going to continue.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's the issue. But I was here on time. I had to wait to get inside the building.
Okay, so I was getting ready to polish up my vocal cords and get ready to drop some bombs. Even though I'm not supposed to cuss on the show, I was getting ready to drop some bombs. Look, I know I'm used to doing shows by myself, but I felt a little sad pulling up and ain't seeing nobody here. It's all good though, and of course, I don't know if your man's gonna be here or not, but he called me. He's called me about 4 different times, so I'm guessing.
I think he's outside.
He might be outside.
Yeah, I think that's him. Yeah.
Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Look who is here in the building. I thought I was going to have some words for you, too. Thought I was going to have some words for you, too. But I see I got everybody. You know what? No, forget all that. I still got some words for you, man, because you were supposed to be here last week. What is your reasoning for not showing up last week?
You don't put me on the spot just like that?
Yeah, I got to put you on the spot, man. What's your reasoning?
Hey, man. We had some technical difficulties. But I wanted to make it. I was mad. You see, I was standing out in the cold. I was mad.
Okay.
I wanted to make it, though. All right. I made it here.
You gotta let me. I need a legit reason on why. Look, you text me at 4:40.
Yes.
20 minutes before the show was supposed to end. Like
I was leaving out.
Wait a
minute. Right when the show was.
Hold on, you
said 4:40, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 4:40.
Not 4:44.
No. I take that back. Because it's so 5:40. My bad. You text me at 5:40.
No, wait,
hold on.
I text you early, right? Before.
Yeah, you text me and told me that I told you I was on my way. And
I said I was on my way too.
Uh huh.
I got lost. I'm an East Side. I ain't gonna lie.
This guy.
I got here a lot faster today.
He said he got lost, but Google Maps still work.
Yeah, man.
I had Google Maps on. But I still went the wrong way.
Were you listening to the lady?
I didn't come up on 75. I supposed to came around 75. I went straight down, came up on Woodward.
Okay.
I'm thinking Woodward was going to be quicker, but it wasn't.
All right. I mean, I'm not going to rock with that excuse.
Bro, like, how do you go past 75 to Woodward, which means you're going past the location?
All right, that's what I'm saying. I just did it. Like, when coming here, I went down 75. I said, oh, this was the way I supposed to came.
Uh-huh.
I just, like, sped right past because I'm like, Wilbur, all right, I'm going to come on 696, 11 miles. It's right there.
He sounds like one of those guys on the first 48.
Man.
I don't believe him, bro.
Man.
Who you about to flip on, bro?
I ain't flipping on nobody.
Man. Look, I mean, that's nice and all, but what's up with the color coordination between y'all two this week?
Oh, it's a random
honestly.
Type, you know? Yeah, honestly.
Why, honestly.
Why wasn't I told? You know, I feel out of place right now. I mean,
you still look fly.
I'm all colorful, and y'all got on y'all red and black. I mean, like it's usually the other. Like I'm supposed to have on the black, and everybody
well,
else
you
is
know,
white sheep.
You feeling godly today,
right?
So,
you're the white
you know.
Sheep.
Okay, I guess I can.
You can take
I guess,
that.
I guess I can rock with that. But whew, I'm glad y'all showed up because I was.
Was you looking like? Was you feeling like Will Smith? When his dad left and everybody moved out,
where the movie, man?
I ain't gonna lie. I was a little sad.
You just got here upset.
No, I got here at 5. I got here on time, but not on time.
Well, what you mean? I was here at 5:01.
That's late.
Like should be 5.
like a pair of Levi jeans, some 501.
Ran in,
man. But yeah, when I pulled up, I ain't seen nobody, so I'm like, okay, you know, I mean, like I'm used to doing shows by myself.
Sorry,
so.
Ty.
We don't want you to feel like that.
I'm used to doing shows by myself, so you know, I was just gonna have to, change the content up. You know, I had about a 30-minute rant. For each person.
For each person. That's the
each
whole
person,
show.
Right.
Yeah, we had it coming.
Got him coaches for real. Exclusive.
Got him coach.
Yeah, I had a little 30-minute rant for each person, you know, to let them know how I felt. But you know,
I'm glad you can keep that put up.
Yeah, you know, I can put it up for now, you know.
I kind of want to hear this at the end
well,
of the show.
You kind of got some bars.
I kind of want to hear
no.
it.
You got bars.
I don't we don't want to hear it.
Nah, you definitely don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
Look, I try to live my life in a sophisticated type of way where you know I don't do too much of ranting and raving about nothing. I just kind of go with the flow of how life brings me things. So you definitely don't want to hear me rant. It's not a good look. But Q, you got some work to do, man.
Let's go.
First things first, you fined for not showing up last week.
Uh-oh.
Look, What happened when you know? Well, I mean, you call. I mean, you didn't technically call. You text like 20 minutes before. So
talking about. So where's the location?
So I mean, that's still technically considered like a no call, no show. So I don't know. I have to think. I gotta think of something. But the punishment will come before the end of this show. Just know that. But so y'all gotta let me know what kind of swag. First of all, they both have on red and black. So if you're listening right now, just kind of put your mind into red and black. Honestly, right now. So let's start. Look, we not starting off with you. I still feel some type of way about you right now. So
that's cool.
So
honestly,
go ahead.
That's cool.
Go ahead, Mike. Let them know how you rocking today, man.
Well, today I'm rocking a Marvel's black and red shirt. You know, shout out to Iron Man. Got on a pair of comfortable fit black Levi's with the Last Shot 14s with a Chicago Bulls beanie.
Hold on. Let me see the Last Shots.
Last Shot.
Okay. All right. All right. You killing it today. You killing it today. I mean, last week, you know, I ain't gonna lie. It was a little questionable last week. Just a little bit.
And what was the questionable part?
Look, I mean, look, I understand the blue and yellow, but the Phoenix, the Suns, the eights kind of threw me off a little bit. Just a little bit. I mean, I like the choice.
Yeah.
You know, I love my sons, but
right.
You love my sons.
That outfit, I was like, okay, you know, maybe kind of, I was trying to put together maybe the colors, you know.
I think really, it was a hat. It was a hat.
It could have been the hat.
Just to wear everything.
It was a hat.
Yeah.
This is what happened. So I got the hat. I said, yeah, this goes with the outfit. He said, oh, yeah, cool. He grabs the wrong hat. I puts it on. So when I'm on my way here, I'm like, well, you know what? Maybe he won't see the Phoenix colors in the shoes. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, he will. I was like, well, you know what? No one else can see it. But of course, he had to point it out.
Of course, you know.
But it was drippy chic.
I'm a nitpicker, man. You know,
it was drippy chic though.
I mean, hey, to each his own.
I had the colors of Phoenix as well in the T-shirt.
Hey, I mean that's what made
me fire.
That's what made me gave you the win, because you know you was rocking the Suns colors. You know I love my Suns. So go ahead, Q. What you rocking out with today?
Yeah. Well, today I'm dressed by Honestly, Mikey J. Shout out to Mikey J and Honestly.
Oh yeah, everybody! Please go to IG at We Are Illyville. That is WEARE. ILYVILLE. Thank you.
Illyville. With a gray thermo under it. With some Old Navy gray jeans, because I'm a dad, you know.
Get them dad jeans.
Dad jeans. With the satin fives on, red and black with the gray on them.
Hold on. Let me see the fives. Let me see the fives. Okay. All right.
Shiny with it.
Right, I see you. All right, you got a little combination going on. I'm feeling it. Me, on the other hand, you know, I kind of woke up. You know, look, I think I'm the only person that have like dreams like the night before what they're gonna put on when they wake up. It's weird. Like I go to sleep and like I'll like dream myself walking around Target with like my outfit.
Target of all places, though.
Right. Look. Target is that store to me. Target and Walmart. But normally Target, because Target is the closest to me right now.
Hey, but Target's clothes is, they tease.
I
like them.
Love my Target.
I love they tease.
Me, I kept it simple. I went with my Mike Bibby Vancouver Grizzlies throwback jersey with the white hoodie. You know, hoodie wrong in the building.
Hoodie wrong.
My Rock Revival jeans. Like, I sound all materialistic, because I'm saying they like Levi's and Old Navy, and now here I am with Rock Revival and
Michelin. There's nothing wrong with a nice pair of Levi jeans, bro.
Hey, I'm
like
not.
You can go change oil in these jeans, go on a date.
Facts. Look,
ride a horse. Yeah.
Look, look. Levi's was like 2-3 years ago. Levi's was my thing, man.
2-3 years ago.
I used to always rock Levi's, but I don't know. It's like
you don't like them no more.
Yeah, they just not for me no more.
You remember what you told me though about jeans?
Yeah, it really don't matter to me what type of.
But you got the best top of the line jeans that you can find.
I looked in my closet.
Where's the line? Like, well, come on now. Something ain't right here.
Look, I'm an all around dresser. Yeah, okay, sometimes okay. I feel expensive, sometimes I feel cheap. But either way, I'm making it look good.
Gotta be cheap.
Look, Levi's are not that much. Like,
they not, but they still good material though.
Facts.
Look, I'm not ranking on Levi's.
It seems like he's like, yeah, you know, Levi's, you know, the common criminal can wear those. But we're not going to say anything
that's the
about,
ad for it.
You know, but my
the
brother,
common criminal,
like jeans. The common criminal jeans. That's what we're going to call them. For now on, I'm like, yeah, I have on the common criminal jeans.
I mean, I ain't go that
dressed
far.
Dressed by Levi.
Dressed by Levi.
I ain't go that far.
Robbed the bank dressed Levi.
Levi, but, common criminal jeans.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, I just kept it simple, you know, hoodie, throwback, rock revivals in my, my grape fives. Shout
can we
out.
See the grapes? Can we see them?
Ooh. Well, nah.
Okay. Shout out. Come on now.
Okay, we right here with the fives.
You know, shout out to the shout out to my Crockett Technical High School. Shout out to my Rockets.
Crockett.
Yeah, we not in it's not a school no more. They closed us down.
What is it, a hospital?
No.
A Walmart.
Actually, it's one of the many abandoned buildings that you're gonna see. Dang. In Detroit. I know, right? But we combined, so we're East English Village now.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Y'all still alive, though.
Hey, look, don't disrespect Crockett like that.
I said y'all still alive.
Don't disrespect my Rockets like that. So I'm kind of going through here. I should have been did this before I left, but, you know, look.
I see you over there doing something.
I was knocked out. Look, don't judge me. But you gotta go through it, pick your teams from the scraps.
I heard.
Yeah, you look. I mean, you got some people that
I
you
got Luca, right?
No, you ain't no Luca on here, man.
Dang, man.
Make sure
I was just trying.
Make sure I got everybody. So look, I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm gonna let you do your thing. I gave you one player. So basically, what I did was I took one player from the draft. And put him, you know, and get you that player. So your player is Ja Morant.
Ooh.
So now,
Ja,
you got to go ahead and you pick 10 players from this list. 10 players, 10 minutes. List. Keep it short. Keep it sweet.
I can look right at it and I'm going to pick mine straight up. It ain't gonna
and go ahead and let me know who you got.
Give me Jamal Murray.
All right.
How many I need? 10.
10.
So that's pretty much 2 from everyone.
Now, hey, however you want to do it. If you want to pick 10 guards, go ahead. Be my guest.
Give me CP3.
Okay.
Gordon Hayward. Mm-hmm. Even though he out right now. But I'm going to take Bojanovic.
All right.
Give me Holiday. Give me LaVine at the last night. Hold on. Who is this? Jay Brown. This Jaylen Brown?
That's Jaylen Brown.
Oh, no. Give me Jaylen Brown and LaVine.
Jaylen Brown and LaVine.
You don't want Drew Holiday?
No, I don't want Drew Holiday.
Okay, no Holiday. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's going to take Jason Collins some time to get back. But when he get back, he's going to be good. So I'm going to take him.
Okay.
I'm not taking Draymond Green. Sorry, Draymond. Aaron Gordon. Give me Jaren Jackson. He been playing good. I watched him last night.
Okay. Two more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep, 2 more.
Give me Horford. And I think just because, give me Miles Turner.
Right.
ain't gonna lie, you kind of scared me there with your first three picks. I'm like, what's going on here? But you know what,
Jamal Murray,
you rounded it out nice.
Jamal Murray, a good pick.
All right, so now that I got your 10, from your 10, who would be your starting five? So I'm gonna let Mike go first. Your team was Andre Drummond, De'Aaron Fox, Lauri Markkanen, Brandon Ingram, Devin Booker, Jimmy Butler.
How he make the bottom?
I don't know. I don't know what that's, ESPN.
That's ESPN. That's
a, how yeah. he get on the. So Luka ain't on the bottom.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, how would Luka be on the bottom?
Jimmy Butler.
The bottom is like the bottom of the list. Right, like Luka's that. Up there with like Giannis and
after last month.
Luka won Rookie of the Year last year.
I think this list was based upon the beginning of the year. So
they played Jimmy.
Yeah,
but I mean, why would you put Luka down there?
He had him bad. He had him. I ain't gonna say bad nights, but like last night, Jimmy was off. So all right, they even out.
All right, so
it evened out.
Jimmy Butler, Trae Young, Domantas Sabonis.
Who got Trae Young?
I do, sir.
Jason Tatum,
Ice Trae.
Nikola Vucevic and Klay Thompson. So, from your squad, who is your five?
Well, my starting five, I'm going to do Trae Young, Devin Booker, Drummond, Markkanen, and Jason Tatum.
Whew. Man, at that five.
That's a nice starting five.
All stars. He got Olympic players.
So, what made you choose that particular starting five?
Well, the simple fact is, with Trae Young, that's a I don't know if the man know how to shoot a layup. I mean, everything's threes, and him paired with Devin Booker in the backcourt. I mean, you got at least 90 points between the both of them, you know. And then you got Larry Markkanen. You got Markkanen who can also shoot, step out, hit a little 15 footer, go to the basket. Nice pick and roll with him. Also a nice pick and roll with Andre Drummond, who's a bona fide 2020. Every night when he comes to play, you know. And then, you know, got my wing, man. You know, I call him, I don't care what nobody says, I call him Baby Mamba, because Jason Tatum is starting to come into his own now that he's able to play his game. Like, last year he really couldn't play the way he wanted to play because he was playing alongside Kyrie. Now that he has Kemba, it's like Kemba's more like, okay, young dog, let me feed you. Let me help you get better. You know, and I feel that it's not disrespectful at all.
Yes, it is.
Okay, asking this question. What's the record for Boston and what's the record for Brooklyn?
I understand the record.
I understand the record difference. Okay, I'm just making sure. Anywho, so I'm just saying.
I'm going to touch on that. I'll get back to that.
You can touch on it if you want to. I'm just like, hey, listen, LeBron James made Kyrie Irving. I said it. Anyway, just being realistic.
Come on, bro. How do I win, man? I don't know how to leave.
Stop it. So anyway, like I said, I got Tatum because I feel he's coming into his own, you know. There are times where he has the Kobe effect where he's like, you know what? I shot the first three shots and missed. I'm going to shoot the next three. I think I'm going to make them. So I like that aggressiveness, but with that team together, I think he'll fit in perfectly to where he'll take more high percentage shots.
All right, so let me be the – because I'm devil's advocate on everybody's lineup. I mean, that's what I have to do.
It's your show.
Yeah, true. So, listening to that lineup, I mean, that's a nice offensive lineup. What scares me is defensively with that lineup. Because Devin Booker, as much as I like Devin Booker, shout out to my Phoenix Suns once again. Devin Booker isn't the greatest of defensive players.
True.
Trae Young isn't the greatest of defensive players.
Indeed.
Markkanen isn't the greatest of defensive players.
Best defensive player on that starting lineup might be Drummond.
And if you take him out to the perimeter, he's not his effectiveness isn't the greatest of defense. And Tatum, average at best.
Yeah. Right.
He take the challenge.
This is what scares me about that line. Tatum scares me. Because. Yes, Tatum he's coming into his own, but he jacks up a lot of shots.
Indeed, he does.
A lot of shots. I'm talking, he averages like 20 plus points, but he shoots like 30 something percent from the field. So Not saying that hypothetically, like, these teams aren't going to come together, but let's just say, like, mm-hmm. in a dream world, you got this team. Jason Tatum jacks up 30 shots, and you got all these good shooters. Devin Booker's a 50-40-90 right now early mm-hmm. in the season. You know, Trae Young, he's a dynamic three-point shooter. Who's your primary option? When you're going into a game and you want this guy to be the primary guy to take the majority of your shots, who's that? Who's going to be that guy and why? That's a good
question. Devin Booker.
Ooh.
Why? Because Devin Booker, even though, you know, they say he's not – as good of a defender, but I mean, I can name a lot of players who put up 40 plus points and can't play defense. Mm. They might be left-handed too, but I say him because Trae Young, you know, he can come down and like just jack or off a pick. Devin Booker can actually create his own shot off the dribble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can also go to the paint and actually get an and one. And I think he's just more, his game is more polished to being a dominant scorer and take better shots than Trae Young. Trae Young, you know, he likes to come down and just shoot.
Wild card.
You know, he'll come down and if he's hot, oh, he's unstoppable. But there's times where he'll fall into like a little slump and, okay, well, let me try to do everything else. But with Devin Booker, it's like, if my shot's not working, let me get a little mid-range or let me go to the basket real quick, you know?
Okay. And what I like from Devin Booker is he has his playmaking is – very, very underrated. And I think it got better considering last year, you know, Phoenix didn't have a point guard. And the only point guard that they had on the team, they released him. So it kind of forced. And then they picked up Tyler Johnson, which.
They got Rubio.
I mean, I'm talking last year, though. I mean, look.
I think they had Alfred Payton last year, didn't they?
No.
He even been everywhere.
No, they he went. I think he went to New York.
No, he was there, though.
Yeah, I think he signed with New York. I think he was there the year before, and then he left as a free agent. But Phoenix didn't have a point guard.
No.
The only point guard that they had at that time was Isaiah Cannon. And, you know, he had that freak. He had a real bad leg injury, kind of similar to what Paul George had when he was with the Olympic team.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to that. You know, he came back and they released him. So they didn't have a point guard on the team, which kind of, oh, man.
Didn't they have that one kid from here? Tyler.
What was it? Tyler Ulis.
Tyler Ulis.
Yeah, they let him go. See, yeah. Look, that was the only thing. Phoenix had
about 3 or 4 years ago.
No, that wasn't. Yeah.
That was like,
that might have been a couple years
ago.
Yeah, that might have been a couple years ago.
I think he was there when DeAndre Ayton got drafted.
Look,
he was there already. Yeah.
Yeah. So look, I had a thing, like, I was like, if Phoenix lost to the Pistons that one game, I was not going to be a Phoenix Suns fan for that year, and they lost by like 25. So I was just like, and then they were still making news because they released. I'm like, how y'all release y'all only point guard and y'all talk about y'all need point guards? But
they got deal.
All right.
Hey, before we, can I say something about his team?
Go ahead.
You got Klay Thompson, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, if Klay was, you know, healthy, will he be starting over Booker? Or you'll still have Booker in?
I'll still have Booker in because the second lineup that I have is more. The thing is, okay, I'm going to put you like this. The start of a game, you trying to fill everything out, right?
Right.
Trying to get a fill out of the other team. So if I have a team out there that's able to, okay, let's put some points up real quick, right?
Right.
All right, now once that team starts to make an adjustment, I make my adjustment by bringing my defensive team in that can also score and defend. You know, I would have, you know, I have also on my lineup, of course, have Klay Thompson, I have Sabonis, and I also have Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, six man.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I would start Klay if I had your team.
And then I got Vukovic. Yeah, I could start him.
I would start Klay.
But see, the thing is with Klay Thompson playing alongside, you know, Trae Young, it's kind of like
Splash Bros. 2.
Pretty much. But at the same time, Trae want to prove that, you know, I'm better than Steph, so he might shoot more and not look for Klay.
Not more than Steph.
But the thing is, if I bring Klay in with De'Aaron Fox, De'Aaron Fox going to facilitate.
You got Fox?
Yes. See what I'm saying?
Fox a defensive player, though.
Really. And he could put a defensive player in who can go to the basket and shoot. No.
Booker not great
with Klay Thompson in
there. I'm saying that's what I would do. I would put De'Aaron Fox, I'll put a defensive player with Book, so that way Book can get all the shots.
The thing is, you could do that, but at the same time, that can mess up the rotation because I got defensive players in and he want to just keep shooting. The other guys can't eat the way they want to.
They're not offensive players. De'Aaron Fox not an offensive player.
So De'Aaron Fox, so name me 5 point guards right now that's better than De'Aaron Fox.
That's easy.
Okay.
Steph, Dame, Westbrook, Mike Conley.
Mike Conley's not better than De'Aaron Fox. Mike Conley's not better than De'Aaron Fox.
Okay, well, give me another point guard. I asked you
Kyrie question, Irving? Sir.
Jamal Murray,
okay.
Kyrie Irving?
So that's your five that's better than De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, De'Aaron Fox like 10th.
But you just sat here.
Lonzo Ball.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I can keep going.
This would be the last time he'd be on this show.
All right, so Q, your team consists of Jamal Murray, Chris Paul, Gordon Hayward, Bogdanovich. Wait a minute, which Bogdanovich is that? Is that Bo Warren?
The one for Utah.
Okay, all right. Bogdanovich. Jaylen Brown, Zach LaVine. Shout out to Zach LaVine. 49 points.
He might start today.
He was killing it last night.
John Collins, Jaren Jackson, Al Horford, Miles Turner. Who's your starting five?
Ooh, wait, I got some talent. John starting for sure. He about to be rookie of the year.
Mm. Okay.
Who I got for my twos? Let me see this. I think I can remember off this.
You had Zach LaVine and
Jaylen Brown
mm-hmm. is your two.
I'll go with probably Zach and Jaylen Brown. So, Ja, Jaylen Brown, Zach, Jaren Collins, and my five will be Horford or Miles Turner.
Mm, okay.
I got a millennial squad.
All right, so quick, why would that be your starting five?
I feel like they got the most talent. They got speed. They young. All of them can play all five positions. We'd be pretty tough, I think. I think our problem would be, like, playmaking and getting others involved. Because I think everybody's so young and raw. They'd be trying to get it themselves.
All right, so. So, Ja LaVine.
Jaylen Brown.
Jason Collins. Jason Collins.
And.
John Collins. And
Miles Turner.
Okay. I like it.
I like him too.
I like it. Your team is. I like the defense on your team. Right. Miles Turner is a shot blocker. You know, mm-hmm. he's a good shot blocker.
Jaylen Brown
is a good perimeter defender.
Mm-hmm. I like him against Kawhi.
Okay. All right.
I mean, not saying he's gonna stop him. But
interesting.
Saying
he got you.
All right.
Okay. So.
John Collins is an up and coming offensive player. Nice little double double. That's a mm-hmm. nice little dynamic in Atlanta mm-hmm. that they got right now.
Right.
Zach LaVine. This is the thing. Zach LaVine is a yeah
exactly
very
inconsistent.
Very
I was waiting
inconsistent. Man, he's a guy that See, he's a guy who'll score 30, but he'll take, like, 28 shots to get 30.
Yeah.
And then he'll have a game where he'll have, like, 40 in it. You know, his numbers will stack up. He'll be like, dang, you know, he was out there playing. But then you look at him, he'll be like, oh, he had 30, but he took, like, 25 shots to get it.
Right. Or he'll have, like, 30 or 40 points. Like, man, he was balling. The next three games, 15,
yeah.
9, 10. 11.
Yeah. He had some bad. You know. And then Ja, I like Ja. Ja is he's already a very solid playmaker. I like his playmaking abilities. I like his when on the fast break. I like how he's
That's
able
why
to get
start.
Guys involved. Start.
So you rather start him over Jamal Murray?
Or Murray
or CP3?
Yeah, I think so. Because I think my thing will be Hayward. Mm-hmm. Hayward, I will switch him and LaVine. Now them will be my two. Sometimes I feel like Hayward might have a matchup. So I might go with Hayward.
Depending on if we base these teams upon one another, Hayward ain't got nothing on nobody.
No, he don't. Right. Like, if I'm putting him against Dale.
I mean, I'm listening to the team you got. I won't criticize it too much, but it's like, right. Your team ain't messing with my fam.
Oh,
yeah,
man, we definitely beat y'all.
That's what
not
happened.
At all.
That's
not at all.
John would take Ice Tray out.
I gotta find a way to get these teams on like 2K or something.
Yeah. Like we can put them on 2K and just let it go. See how it goes.
So, quick, who's your prime? Who's your if you're in the game, if you're the coach of this team, who's the guy that you're going to? Who's the primary? Who's your primary option to get you the buckets?
Honestly,
hey, don't use my term, fam.
I'm just saying, honestly, I want to say Ja because he our playmaker and everything gonna probably go through him. But this only his first year, so we don't know how everything gonna go.
So you telling me that your point guard is gonna be your primary scorer?
He's gonna be my primary option.
Your primary option.
Who we look to
lead.
Whether we want him driving or hitting jump shots.
So your scorer.
Yeah, we want him to be he gonna have the ball primarily.
Right.
But I think we're gonna be pretty balanced.
So wouldn't that mess up the dynamic of your team if your point guard is the primary scorer?
No, because he's a playmaker. He'll end up with 14 assists, 15. He gonna
to whom?
You gotta remember on Memphis, we name another player on Memphis.
We're not talking about man, we're talking about the team you have now.
Right. Brown definitely can eat off Morant.
Mm-hmm.
LaVine, he can go get alley-oops. Miles Turner can go get alley-oops.
Mm.
Who else I got out here?
So what you're telling me is you sound like the old L.A. Clippers.
And Collins can hit threes.
Mm.
Okay.
LaVine can hit threes. Brown really not a three-point shooter, but mm-hmm. if he wide open, he can pump fake and go to the rim.
Right, so based upon what you just said, you just named two people that can hit threes in a three-point lead.
Right. But we still throw alley-oops in the lead. You know, it's either a dunk.
How many points is for alley?
Two.
How many is for a three?
Obviously three.
So against a team like mine who got nothing but three-point shooters.
I like our chances.
I don't.
Don't let Golden State fool you. Because Golden State wasn't really
this has nothing to do with Golden State.
The real three-point shooting team is the Houston Rockets. And they ain't run nothing.
All right. Let me get to my team now.
I'm just saying.
Ain't that something?
All right. So, to give you a heads up of who my team is,
yeah,
I went Pascal Siakam, D'Angelo Russell, Donovan Mitchell, Kristaps Porzingis, Tobias Harris, Chris Middleton, Malcolm Brogdon, Blake Griffin, Clint Capella, Sweet Lou Will, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Your starting lineup going to be very interesting.
That ain't even my starting lineup.
I know. I'm saying your starting lineup going to be interesting with that team.
If I had to go with my five, I would go D'Lo. I would go D'Angelo Russell and Donovan Mitchell. Them would be my guards. At my three, I would probably go Tobias Harris. I would go Pascal as my four, and I would probably go Kristaps Porzingis as my five. So let me give the reasoning for my selection. So now, granted, D'Angelo Russell and Donovan Mitchell aren't the greatest defenders out there. I understand this.
That is true.
But I like how one of them can play off of the other. I feel like Donovan Mitchell can be the primary ball handler, let D'Lo kind of do his thing. D'Lo can be the primary, let Donovan Mitchell do his thing. So I like the dynamic of having two guards who can handle the ball and be able to still facilitate, let the other guard eat. I like that.
D'Lo and Mitch, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tobias Harris to me is an X factor. I've always considered him an X factor. Even now with Philly, I consider him an X factor. Yeah, he can go down in the paint. If you put a smaller guy on him, he can go down in the paint.
Big guy.
He can take him off the dribble. Got the nice little mid range. He can step for the three. Nice foul shooter. I like that. Pascal. Now Pascal is a guy who I looked at and I said this was gonna have to be the guy who's gonna have to be the go to option now that Kawhi's gone. And he stepped up and he's been that. He's a nice scorer. You know, he rebounds the ball, he brings the ball up the floor, he gets Toronto in their offense, and I feel like he can do the same thing with this
team. Yeah. You sound like the same guy for your team.
So I have four guys that I know can bring the ball up and, you know, facilitate my offense if need be. Porzingis. Now I've had a thing with Porzingis. I've called him the overhyped Andrea Bargnani, mainly because and this is my reasoning for that. Mainly because when you look at when I looked at Bargnani's game and I look at Porzingis' game, it's kind of the same in a sense. You know, they both can shoot the three. They both really good in the post. The only difference is Porzingis is more of a shot blocker.
Yeah,
where Bargnani wasn't a shot blocker.
No, he got dunked on.
Porzingis and Bargnani are both over 7 foot tall and only averaging like 6-7 rebounds. So when you look at that dynamic, when you look at the dynamics between them two, and they're always hurt. So when you look at that dynamic, I always consider Kristaps to be an overhyped Bargnani. Like, if he didn't play for New York, he played it for in like Orlando or something like that, I don't feel like he would get the same hype that he do now.
But
let me say this.
Go ahead.
Porzingis has impressed me this year. He's a better rebounder than what he was in New York. His shot blocking is still the same. He's still a guy who can shoot the three. He can go down to the post. He's doing all that. So with that being said, I would have to put him in my starting five. So let me see. So quickly, I'm gonna let y'all devil advocate my lineup and kind of see what you like, don't like, or whatever the case may be. So go ahead,
Mikey.
Let's see here. Donovan Mitchell,
Spider,
and D'Lo,
Spy.
I feel that those two together could be dynamic and just amazing if we were playing like at LA Fitness. But to be on an official NBA court as teammates, I think they'll clash. The reason why I say I think they'll clash, because see, Donovan Mitchell feels some type of way because he didn't win Rookie of the Year, which I felt he should have. Because there's no reason why you can be drafted and this is your third year, but you didn't play the first 2 years and you become a rookie. Okay. Anyway, and you know, D'Lo has a chip on his shoulder. He had a chip on his shoulder. Like, how could y'all boot me after being a top lottery pick in LA because of a situation to send me to Brooklyn where I shine, become an all-star? And now I'm with the Golden State Warriors. And it's like, I want to prove myself that I just wasn't able to do this because it was an Eastern Conference. I want to prove myself. So those two together, I think the egos might clash.
All right. So what I'll say to that is, I like both of their temperaments. And what I mean by that is, neither one of those guys have temperaments to say, oh, well, I want to be the primary guy. I want to take all the shots. I want to be this. I want to be that. When you look at Donovan Mitchell is a guy who, to me, it seems like he's the primary option in Utah. But like, you see I look at other guys and I see them eating. Bogdanovich eats.
Yeah.
He lets
Ingles.
You know, Ingles, when he comes in, he lets them eat.
This year,
Rudy,
yes.
Rudy. Like, so it seems like everybody eats with that team. And I don't know what's going on with Mike Conley. But with D'Angelo Russell, I understand the ego and the chip on the shoulder or whatever, but what I also know is when he was with Brooklyn, when you looked at that Brooklyn team last year compared to this year, you could just see the whole dynamic of that Brooklyn team is way different than it was last year.
They played as a team.
And it seemed like with D'Lo at the head being the main guard, everybody got to do something. It wasn't like D'Lo was looking for his shot. He was more of a playmaker. And that's what I look for him on this team. I would look for him to be more of a facilitator, get the guys involved in. If certain guys aren't, you know, hitting their shots or whatever, then he can come in. He could be that guy. But when you look at it, LeVert was able to eat because of D'Lo, my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. Joe Harris was able to eat.
Right.
Did what he was able to eat because of him. So, like, when you look at that team now, when you look at that Brooklyn team last year, I like D'Lo in terms of being that guy, leader. I like both of them as leaders.
Yeah.
So where, all right, my shot isn't popping like it was. You know, let me go ahead. Let me do other aspects of the game and, you know, try to get certain things different, you know, so my team can win. So I understand where you're coming from, but I don't think that neither one of them has that temperament to be the kind of like that selfish guy to where it's like, oh, I got to prove this. I got to prove that. That's just my personal opinion.
Ty, piggybacking on that a little bit. Ty, I thought you was going to go the other way with the temperament. Like, both of them feel like they're the man. So they got something to prove. So it's like, because to me, when I see Mitch got something to prove every time he step on
every
the court.
Every time.
Yeah.
He want to dunk on you. He want to make you look stupid.
He wants to be the man.
Same thing with D'Lo.
Yeah, but
I think that'll work in their favor.
It will work, but they will also clash at times, too.
Yeah, I see that, but you would, like, I understand it. Like, you'll see it. You know, I think it's a difference between actually seeing it, like, when you're playing and, like, when they're actually going at somebody compared to all right, I got the ball. Let me, you know, I'm pouting. You know, you can see it on my face.
I see what you're saying with the like he would pass.
Like, yeah, so like that's what I'm saying. Like I feel like neither one of them. Like I feel like I said, I feel like they'll balance each other out that a little better.
A little yin and yang.
Yeah. So what you think?
Honestly, I don't got criticism from your team. Honestly, I feel like you kind of shortchanged Porzingis a little bit.
I feel like
he was a double-double. Look, before he got hurt, he was a double-double player.
What I think
all-star
is,
status.
Look, somebody's trying to kiss up to the host.
I have no criticism.
Criticize a team that, yeah, okay.
I mean, who the three? Okay, who at the three?
Tobias Harris.
I mean, the only problem I see is your four and your five is inconsistent.
Okay.
Them two inconsistent players.
Siakam and Porzingis?
No, not Siakam. The three and the five. I mean, well,
so you think Tobias
and Porzingis? Gonna
I think
be so,
no. I think you put Siakam at the four, right?
Siakam is my four,
but and I Porzingis mean, at Tobias the five. And Siakam basically the same.
I don't know. I don't even know if I would say Tobias. I think because when he was with the Clippers, Tobias was a consistent. Like you knew what you was getting consistently with Tobias,
and with the Pistons, and with the Magic.
He was getting us a consistent.
And didn't
20...
he play for the Bobcats for one year?
No, I don't think he played for the
Listen,
Bobcats.
We naming 10
teams. I thought he did
for a guy to come off the bench.
He started for every team he played for.
Yeah, he started.
He only started because it's like nobody else on the team.
He started in Orlando.
I'm just saying.
He started in Orlando. He started in L.A., he started in Detroit, and he started in Philly.
Look, I think the only reason that...
You didn't know that?
Because them teams had no... When Blake Griffin got there, where is he?
He got traded for Blake Griffin.
Oh, I'm just saying. When Aaron Gordon came out, after he'd been on Uncle Drew...
he was already gone. But the question is this, though. Even with that aspect, what place was the Pistons in that year when they got Blake, and what... You know where
No Pistons slander.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
People trying to make
it
seem like
playoffs.
Some people. Ooh.
Oh no.
Mm.
I don't know about.
We made the playoffs last year with Blake. Yeah, I don't know about his first year. Okay, mm-hmm. But give him a whole year.
Okay.
Yeah. So look,
how many championships did they win?
We got three.
No, how many did they win with Blake Griffin?
Blake still playing. So that's not a fair question to ask.
Exactly.
But yeah, to your point, Tobias Harris. look, I think you may consider him inconsistent because he plays for Philly, and when you look at Philly, Ben Simmons. But no, it's the who gets the ball factor. It's like Embiid is your primary. Then you got Simmons, Josh Richardson, and then you Al Horford.
No way, Josh Richardson should be ahead of Tobias Harris. There's no way.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's true. Maybe,
yeah,
that's true.
But that lets you know right there how you.
The
think
thing is, Tobias Harris just plays his position. You know,
he do. I'm not,
when
no
I get the ball,
I'm
gonna be effective.
Being double advocate. Like,
you know,
I'm gonna be
effective. But you know, when I done, I'm gonna do other things. Oh yeah, and shout out to Ben Simmons for knocking down a three.
About time, man.
I'm not cheering for that.
So that'd be my starting five. And if I had to go with a primary option, I don't know. See, I got a lot of. A lot of primary options.
It's really, I think the primary for you would probably be Mitchell.
Yeah.
I would go with Mitchell.
Yeah. See.
Well, if you look on court, Siaka, he shoot every time.
I mean, you got to think about it. In Toronto, he's the star now.
But he was doing that last year, too.
But the light wasn't shining that bright on him because Kawhi was there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why they moved him to the small forward, because it's like we kind of lacking there, because Norman Powell, you're not gonna put him there. You want to bring him off the bench?
No, yeah, you definitely do.
You know.
All right, so I'll probably go Donovan Mitchell with my primary. I feel like he'll be the guy I would want to have the ball. I would want to have the ball in their hands.
I like him.
Even though D'Lo, he's kind of clutch with it too. But I'll probably go Donovan Mitchell. So that's the teams. So I gotta find some way to put these in 2K and see how that works out.
I'm definitely putting Jaylen Brown on Mitch.
Hey, be my guest.
Who you gonna put on D'Lo?
I'm not worried about D'Lo, but I got Morin on him.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him.
All right, so
Siaka, that's who we worried about.
Jeez, I ain't went through the whole thing. I was supposed to do 10 minutes, pick the team. That's pretty much the whole thing. Okay, so I'm gonna try to spread through some of these topics quickly as I possibly can. So that means keep your answers short and sweet, please. So I'm gonna go. What's y'all most memorable moment of the NBA so far? Look, it's been a lot of memorable ones, to be honest with you. You know, it's been a lot of different ones. Can't think of the offhand. I think I got it somewhere in here. But I'm going to go with, look, Karl Anthony Towns, right? Karl Anthony Towns is a guy who's trying to get the soft label put off of him, you know.
He was soft last
year. Yeah, and so, so seeing him throw hands with Joel Embiid. It did my heart well. Because, look, I like Joel Embiid good. He talks a little too much. And sometimes he be, you know, he be excessive. Needing them hands put on him. Even though Karl Anthony Towns didn't really put hands on him like that. But, you know, he wanted to. And I like the effort.
Are we not going to indicate or even talk about how Ben Simmons put him in an Australian chokehold that made him tap out?
And then get suspended for a Nor fine?
Because he was trying to restrain him. He was the peacemaker? Yeah, he was peacemaking.
Yeah, man.
I'm peacemaking, block.
Yeah. All right, so that's mine. Yeah, what will be your real memory?
Well, my most memorable moment is seeing the Golden State Warriors walk into their new arena without Klay Thompson and KD.
Damn.
It was the reason why people are like, how is that? The reason why, because it's like you're basically seeing the end of that dynasty. And it's like you're starting all over again. I mean, Steph stepped on the court, you still see Draymond. Then you look to the left, you have no idea who Jordan Poole is.
Or the other guys. or anybody else on the team.
But in their defense, some of these guys who weren't household names are kind of being consistent in what they're trying to do, mm-hmm. but they're still not winning games. But it's just, to me, it was memorable because it's like, quick. Wow, you watched this team for the last 5 years dominate
right.
uh-huh.
to falling.
That was quick.
All right.
Yeah.
So know. What I say to that memory is, look. And I think I said it last week. San Antonio lost David Robinson for the majority of the year, of mm-hmm. the 1 year he played, and ended up getting the first pick. And that first pick ended up being Tim Duncan.
Big fundamentals.
And that team dominated for at least the last 15. Not saying with those particular guys, but they were able to bring right. guys yeah. in to buy into the system.
They continue winning 55 games right. or more
so,
every year.
I look at it for Golden State. Like, let's not look. It's not like Klay is gone forever.
Right, right.
It's not like Steph's gone forever. These guys are going to come back. And of with the playing time that like the Poole and the Bowman and the Eric Pascal, like the playing time that these guys are getting, this is going to be beneficial to them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they want to keep them, so when Steph and Klay and all them guys do come back, now they have that depth. Because when you looked at the team, it was like, okay, when Klay does come back, who's going to come off the bench? Who's going to you know, give them a little breather.
Alec Burke.
Who's going to give them a little breather coming off the bench?
No, I'm saying that's the person that's going to go to
yeah,
the bench.
Yeah, so, no. But now it's like, all right, now they have these guys. So now either they can package them, they could get another guy to bring in to, you know, kind of continue that dominance that they was continuing. Mm-hmm. Or they can, you know, build off of, you know, the seasons that they had and, you know, have guys to that depth there. So, it's bad now, but look, I think your Steph future is bright for Golden State.
Yeah, but it was just a memorable moment just to see it. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that game.
I like you know? That was
and then
that
I think Steph trash. I think Steph opened the game up with an air ball three.
Right. Yeah, that was tough. Yeah. All right, Q, quick. What's your most memorable memory so
it's
far?
A lot of them. It's been good. Luka been good.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to go with the state of California. Like, okay. Just how you see the Lakers and the Clippers up. And all of a sudden, Golden State, like, it's completely upside down. Like, that's crazy. Like, fast. Like, who would have thought the Lakers would be 14-2 at the 16? Mm-hmm. Ooh, I mean, like, you thought, you know, you think they'd be good, but not that good. Not right. great like they've been.
All right.
And then Sacramento
slowly
ahead of Golden State. Like, yeah, I wouldn't have never guessed that.
Yeah, they're finding their way back. Last mm-hmm. year, they was a surprise, and I think a lot of teams kind of picked up on that, and you know they're finding their way back.
I think California been the talk of the
talk of the town,
most definitely.
Yeah.
All right, so quick, best player in the NBA right now, not named LeBron, Giannis, or Harden. I go Luka, and I say Luka, and I've been a Luka fan since he been drafted. I said he was gonna win, since last year. I've been on record saying that Luka was probably going to be an MVP candidate in 3 to 4 years. So mm-hmm. to see him dominate the way he's dominating right now, I'm not surprised at all.
Right.
The only question I really had was, you know how rookies come in, they, you know, they like, wow, you know,
Splash.
He come in and then, you know, that next year they fall off, kind of the Michael Carter Williams effect.
Up, right? Oh, wow.
He picked up.
He's taking his game to a whole nother level.
What they call it, that sophomore slump?
Yeah, sophomore slump.
Yeah, so, you know,
Michael Carter Williams.
Man.
yeah, I ain't heard that.
I'm just saying. So, that would be my pick. Luka Doncic is the best player in the league right now, in my personal opinion. Not name those three.
Okay.
So, Mike?
Personally, I go with the man, the myth, the legend, Anthony Davis, Mr. 26-9-4-3. He had a lot of critics. You know, he's like, oh, he's always injured. He's always injured. You know, he was injured in New Orleans. We don't know if he can really play alongside LeBron. It might be the Bosh effect where his stats go down. How he's going to play under the big lights. This is La La Land. It's not old New Orleans. But he's been playing consistent. And, I mean, after the game they had against the Clippers, you know, like, oh, he didn't score in the fourth quarter, you know, blah, blah, blah. But now look at him. Now look at him. They 14-2.
It's going to be like that.
And he's dominating. I mean, how many bigs right now in the league can – really come and dominate all aspects. He dominated defensively. There are some, but he's dominating defensively. He can get down the paint and get buckets. He can step out, shoot a mid-range and get buckets. And he can also shoot threes. And he can also dribble. He get the rebound from one side and come down, and he can knock down free throws.
Mm-hmm.
So he's having an MVP caliber year. And they say, oh, well, because he's playing with LeBron. Well, there's other people who play with LeBron and win MVP.
Yeah, that was going to be my point. When you look at the LeBron James factor, and that was the thing that kind of concerned me with Anthony Davis. You look at Kevin Love was a 20-10 in Minnesota. Chris Bosh was a 20-10 in Toronto. And you kind of seen their numbers drastically fall off. But I think the difference with
Davis
and the LeBron factor now is when you look at last year, LeBron was hurt majority of the year, so it kind of takes. He's playing point guard this year, so he's more so facilitating. He's not the focal point, I think he's making it more known that he wants AD to be the primary option. To where when Bosh and Kevin Love was there,
the thing is with those other two, you know, situations with Kevin Love, you also had a Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
With Chris Bosh, you also had a Dwayne Wade.
Mm-hmm.
But in LA, you got LeBron, then you got AD, not Kyle Kuzma.
JaVale McGee.
JaVale McGee.
No,
I'm saying you don't have that. Like, AD is that Kyrie-type Dwayne Wade. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry to disrespect my mans like that, but the third best player on the Lakers is cool. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Oh, no, it's Kuzma.
I'd rather go. I'll go Dwight Howard before I go.
I would go KCP. Caruso. I'll go Alex Caruso before I go with
Dwight Howard.
Caldwell.
Yeah, KCP, man.
What's wrong with Kuzma? Why nobody pick him?
Well, Kuzma's game can't really resonate the way it wants to when he's in that lineup with AD and LeBron.
That's true. He barely touches
it. You know, but once them guys come out, he's able to, you know, kickstart it. But
get some work going.
Who else is out there kickstarting? I mean, you don't really ask too much from Danny Green.
No.
You know.
Well, nobody else, really.
And, you know, Jared Dudley. I hate that guy.
What are you doing in the league?
He's just sitting on the bench wearing a uniform.
All right, that's Q. Who's your best player?
You know who I'm going? I'm going Siaka.
Wow.
I like Siaka. I like the no fear. I like the fact they just going for it.
Uh-huh.
It looked like usually when a team win a championship, they get fat and they just relax. But, like, that Toronto team look like they want more. They feel like they can win it without Kawhi. And I really feel like they're going to really try to win without him.
I think with the Toronto Raptors, what's really working for them is Van Fleet.
Yeah.
Because
why he ain't on here?
He wasn't on the list.
Can I get him? I want to drop.
Nah, it's too late. It's too late. The reason why I say that, because, I mean, granted, Kyle Lowry is not.
Yeah, he's not going to take all the minutes.
He's hurt, though.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Van Fleet showed the organization, like, look, I'm here. Let me show you what I can do. So now that he's playing at a high tempo, and then Siakam's doing what he's doing, you know. And they even still got Marc Gasol. Now, I'm not saying Marc Gasol is the Grizzly Marc Gasol, but he's still giving you maybe 18 here.
He's some veteran,
you know, give you veterans. But I'm saying, like, I feel that they knew once Kawhi leave, they're going to feel that we're going to fall off. Let's show them we still here.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm talking about that fire.
So, I ain't going to lie. When I watched the first game and when I seen Kyle Lowry and Van Fleet start at the guards, I was kind of kind of skeptical, just because I didn't like the I don't like the two smaller guard
right.
type of lineup. But Van Fleet,
you
I mean,
got to start Van Fleet.
Yeah, he plays with fear. Yeah, he plays with no fear, and I think that's what makes it work for Toronto. In addition with being champs, because a lot of people wrote him off, I feel like they're playing with that. Okay.
Chip.
Yeah, like, oh, we're not going to make – because a lot of people saying, oh, the Raptors ain't going to make the playoffs. So it's like, oh, we ain't going to make the playoffs. Let's show them what
we're
going
to do. It'll be Final Four.
Yeah.
They'll be Final Four this year.
So we go from a team that's doing really, really good to a team that may not be doing so well. We're going to go with the most disappointing team so far. And look, I mean, I'm nixing out Golden State. So anyone that had Golden State, don't say Golden State because that's obvious.
Right.
So for me, it would have to be San Antonio.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It would have to be San Antonio. And that's
coming
the,
off the
pop
Olympic loss.
Yeah. The pop factor. Look, that team for the most part is pretty much still intact. They brought in Damari Carroll. He's a nice little solid contributing piece. They got DeJounte Murray back. The young guys, Forbes and White, you know, they had a lot. They had good experience when Murray was out. I'm just surprised at how bad they're playing. But in defense, it's still early. It's still early. We're not even in January yet. And remember, Houston wasn't the greatest of teams when they first, you know, last year. They had a losing record.
Yeah.
True that.
I mean, sometimes it takes a minute. I mean, think of when the Miami Heat first started off, they weren't really winning like they should have.
Right.
It took a minute for them to warm up. So,
all right. So go ahead. Who's your most disappointing team?
My most disappointing team has to be the Portland Trail Blazers. And of course, like you said, it's still early, but it's like
they're not good.
Last night they lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And that was
to Tristan Kardashian Thompson. This man had 25 and 9. And Jordan Clarkson, who also used to be a Kardashian, if I'm not mistaken, had 28. So the Kardashian boys beat Dolla Dame and CJ.
Kardashian boys.
CJ and Dolla Dame combined for 43 points. No one else on the team had over 12.
How much did Melo have?
I think Melo had 11.
You know they in
I
trouble.
Think he had 11. I think Rodney Hood had 9. You know, I think Bazemore had 8. So I'm saying, like, these are guys who, when Bazemore was with Atlanta, he might put up maybe 20, maybe, you know. But I just feel like disappointed because you went from waving Westbrook and them by to the Western Conference Finals to being behind the San Antonio Spurs. Like, they have a worse – they're 14th, if I'm not mistaken, in the West, behind the team that you are disappointed in, the San Antonio Spurs. That's and tough. The OKC Thunder.
That's tough. Well, we knew that.
I'm just saying. Though. But I'm saying, though, they have a whole new point guard in OKC, even though it's Chris Paul. But there are some pieces that's missing from Portland. You know, Al-Farouq Aminu, he's in Orlando now. Zach Collins, I think he's hurt. Nurkic, I think he's still hurt.
They just don't got no talent.
Yeah, you know, it just they have the thing is
that's why they got Melo.
The thing is, wow. They got no talent. Please do not ever of all no, like walk in here.
I'm about to say no Melo slander
no,
around
you. Melo got talent. You need more talent. Melo has talent.
But the way you present it is like they ain't got no talent. That's why
they
got
so
Melo.
Trash. They had
to get Melo. They had to get Melo.
Listen, you know? If the shoe fit, I'm just saying.
Ooh.
You're wearing it.
But that's I'm just tough. Saying, it's just those two together. It's like I expect more out of them.
Yeah.
All right. Cute.
I'm gonna say my most disappointed team right now. Who I said I was going with? I was gonna say Blazers, but that's obvious. I'm gonna say what's the team 7 and 8? Hold on. I'm going to say the Nets. I feel like they were a disappointment.
True.
I had got lost because I had heard what you said.
It's okay. I can.
I got
can
lost.
Feel
it's
that.
The Nets because I feel like Kyrie should enhance that team. That team was a team that didn't know how good they was last year till they got to the playoffs. Now this year, you got you a big star. You got you at least one big gun. You still got all that same talent. Dinwiddie, LeVert, Joe Harris, to me, on paper, they one of the best. If you just play street ball with all them with their team, they'll win because they got the most guys with the most moves on their team.
Mm-hmm.
But they just haven't. They don't play together. Like, I don't like how they kind of hang their head. They not playing hard on defense. Jared Allen getting dunked on.
Like, I mean, most shot blockers are going to get dunked on here.
Yeah, but you got to. We ain't seen them make the top 10 yet for a block.
Yeah. So yeah, and to that point, like I said, you see the dynamic. You see the dynamic between Kyrie. You see the dynamic between Kyrie on the Nets.
No,
Angelo Russell on the
Nets. No,
this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. With Russell, you like, for example, like you seen the Nets last year. You seen how they was all happy when somebody did something off the bench. Everybody was all celebrating and happy and all that. Yeah, it's not the same dynamic
right.
No more.
But I just feel like they not playing hard like they did last year. I feel like they didn't get full. They didn't feel. You know, figured out how good they were, and now they just expect teams to come lay down. Like, they're not playing hard. Kyrie been out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they still can't get themselves together.
Yeah. But, like I said, I think it's that whole Kyrie effect. Like, I think it's that.
Come on, Stephen A.
Brother. No, you have to understand.
I'm only saying that because you see like the Nets don't seem like they're having fun playing basketball right now. And it just and when you look at Boston
coming for them.
Like, Boston,
because teams are coming for you. You're not the only hard team that's playing hard.
All right. So that's what it is, man. And that's been the episode. I had fun. Did you guys have fun?
Absolutely. Of course.
And that's it, man. I appreciate y'all listening. I'm Tyrone Smith. Thank you for listening to the show, and I am out of here.